Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and it's Monday. Listen, it is Miracles and Blessings Monday night. Yes, it is bam, 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 blessings and miracles. Y'all know what? It is blessings and miracles on tonight. It is Labor Day. Yeah, it's the end of Labor Day, but it's still Labor Day, honey. Listen. It is Monday night, honey. It's 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. It is 12 midnight on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumpaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM on GumpaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. Steve Gump is the CEO and founder of Gumpa Rum. Listen, you can visit us online at GumpaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen. But if you are in the Boston, Massachusetts area, feel free to come on down and pick up a bottle of Gumpa Rum. Now, listen, you put your zip code in. If you live in Boston, Massachusetts area or Florida, we do have two locations that carry it locally, Florida and Boston. Put your zip code in on the website, and they'll pull up locations for you where you can go and pick up a bottle of Gumpa Rum. But listen, I got a guest on tonight. Independent artist Kelvin Bonner got some great music. I want y'all to know something. This music is being heard with. Come on. Come on. Listen, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Yes, indeed. Got some good music on tonight. I am telling you, Minister Kelvin Bonner. Listen, I got some music going to play for you all tonight. But listen, I want you guys on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let me tell y'all something. Something is just really, really heavy on my heart to say this. Listen. Oh, glory to God. It's all about blessings and miracles. You know, people know me for saying bam, bam, bam all the time. I've consistently always said bam, 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 bam. And it's still for blessings and miracles. Let me me tell you something. I'm saying this because the man of God has some great music on tonight. Listen, he has some great music on tonight, and he has a message. He's singing about Hallelujah and Philippians 4 and 13. And I'm telling you, you know, this is so heavily on my heart, and I just got to say this. I got to say this because people is really running to and fro in all different directions. Listen, let me tell you, you got to have God in your life. Without him, you'd have no direction. When you don't have God in your life, you do not have direction. Understand me? Your tracks are made by God. Understand me? We have 2 feet, right? Every human being has 2 feet, right? And we make tracks. We take steps. We walk every single day. But our tracks, those who are in God, who are in Christ Jesus, our steps are ordered by the Lord. If you are not in him, your steps are what? Your steps are confused. Your steps are going in all different directions. Well, yes, you do have wisdom. You do have people that's not with Christ, that's not in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, we do have natural wisdom. People have natural wisdom. But I'm telling you, you need to have him in your life in such a time as this, because people, everywhere you look, there is something going awry with individuals. And I know everybody heard about the story. I talked about this earlier. The CFO of the Bed Bath & Beyond executive, Gustavo Arnold, who died after falling from the New York City skyscraper. And this is such a huge tragedy, 52 years old executive. Listen, and so he was doing something that was illegal, and he felt the only way out was to go and jump from the building. Now, listen, there's a lot of different individuals who are taking their own lives, but I'm telling you, we got to get the message out here that Christ, Christ is not on the cross. He's not on the cross. He got up off the cross. Listen. See, Jesus Christ, he died for all of us. And if you've never heard that before, you're hearing it tonight, that he died for you. If you don't have him, you need to have him in your life, because he got up off the cross. He's not, no longer on the cross. On the cross. He's up. Listen, he got up off the cross. I am telling you, and all power is in his hand. Understand me? And so whatever you're going through on tonight, God is able to fix it. He's able to fix it. He's able to fix it. Listen, he comes with a hammer in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you this. He comes with a hammer in his right hand. And you know what that hammer is? It is the word of God. See, the word of God can do what? It can crush anything. Anything can be crushed by the word of God. Whatever you're going through, the word is medicine. The word is medicine. We got to take the medicine in, right? We got to take it in. We got to eat it. We have to digest that word, because it is what you need day by day by day. And now listen, this comes to me first. This comes to me first. Because sometimes we get so busy in our daily lives. Now listen. I'm the first one to say I'm guilty. We get so busy in our daily lives, and we get sidetracked, and we don't take out the time to read our scripture. But listen, somebody sends me a text every morning. So I'm gonna put it this way: I always have 6 o'clock prayer every 6 o'clock in the morning every day. Spend about an hour reading and praying and meditating in the Word of God. And now that whole hour was down about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and the 5 minutes comes from this sister. This sister in the Lord sends me a text every morning. I still wonder, how did I get on her list? Which I don't know how I got on. I just got on the list. I don't know. God just did it. But anyway, she sends me a text every morning, along with everybody else, whoever is on her text list, with a scripture, with words, and a prayer. And I'm telling you, I thank God for that text every single, because I know I'm going to read the scripture. I know I'm going to read that text that she sends, and I am telling you, it be a prayer. And sometimes when the scripture comes across, I be like, woo-wee, that's it right on what I'm going through. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's so encouraging, because, you know, sometimes you be feeling all different kind of ways. We all get like that because we human. You know, you be feeling all kinds of different ways. Sometimes people don't say, well, how does this person be encouraging so many millions of people? And yet sometimes they feel, it's just like that. It was a sister on, oh, Lord, I didn't mean to go all this way, but listen, I'm going to get to the music. It was a sister on Facebook yesterday. She has a call to be, she is a prophetess, and she is a pastor. And she says, it's hard for me to accept the call. It's hard for her to accept the call because of, you know, what the leadership and so much that comes with it. It ain't easy. When you're a prophetess or you're called to be an apostle or a pastor, that ain't easy. So listen, if you think it's easy, people just walk around and say, oh, it's easy to be a prophetess, it's easy to be a prophet. Oh, I don't think so. It comes with a level of responsibility, maturity, and leadership. Listen. And I'm telling you, I got a lot I'm saying here. But listen, let me play this music because the man of God is anointed to sing. And I'm going to say something else after the song goes. And I said all that really to say this. Things is not going to get better. If you're not walking with him, you need to be walking with him. That is the point of everything that I was saying. The point is you need him in your life because it is not going to get better. So many people is crying out for prayer, for help, different things and different ways. And some people cannot take whatever they are going through, and they are depressed. They are anxiety. And there's one sister that I've been associated with for a number of years, and it still hits me pretty hard. She struggles with depression. She struggles with anxiety. And she posted something and she says, I literally don't know how I'm going to get through this day. And I'm like, and you know, the woman is, she's a woman of God. She's a minister. And so I'm like, wow, you know, and it hits me really hard, you know, because we know the word of God heals. The word of God heals. The word of God heals. By his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. But you know what? You got to have faith to believe that you are healed. And listen, I'm going to say this. I've come a mighty long way, and there is nobody on the face of earth that can tell me that God does not still heal. He does. God has healed me from so many different maladies, diseases, and situations. Hear me what I say now. A lot of times things is in our body, in our fleshly body, he heals us. Sometimes things are in our soul realm, and that's a whole different teaching. You know, where you need inner healing, where you've had things to happen to you in the past, in your childhood, and you need to be healed on the inside because you're broken, you're fragile, and God has put all those pieces together. You know what? Because you got a message to the masses. So listen, things that God will take whatever happened in your past, and he'll take that and use it for his glory. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. So listen, let me get on with the music. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, I'm going to play Hallelujah because the man of God, this song is Hallelujah by minister and independent artist Kelvin Bonner. It is Hallelujah, Hallelujah, the highest praise that we can give him. Take it away.
Lord,
Night and every night. Hallelujah. You know, we got to have a praise on the inside. We got to have joy on the inside. Well, you say, well, how can you have a praise on the inside and joy? Because of him, because of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen, he is the one that has all power in his hand. And I am telling you, you can walk whatever you are going through because he's with you. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys something. You know, and this story is coming. I don't know why the story is coming up, but it's coming up. Listen, my mother is such a sweet lady. Let me tell you what happened to her. She went through a mighty, and listen, this happened years and years ago. Now, look, I'm well over my 50s, and I'm going somewhere with this story. I'm 58 years old. I put it like I'm 58 years old. So when we were children, me and my two little brothers, we were small, my mother got sick unto death. Do you hear me? She got sick unto death in Henroden Hospital. It was many years ago in the Windy City in Chicago. Sick unto death. Let me tell you what happened. She was in the hospital. She was jaundiced, or what's called yellow jaundice. Her liver, her pancreas, all kind of stuff was going on, and they didn't expect for her to make it. And she said, the Lord came for her. Let me tell you this. I'm repeating what she told me afterwards. He came for her, and she prayed in the hospital bed. She said, Lord, please don't take me. I got to raise my children. And she said the angels were singing. I don't remember what song she says. They were singing some song, and he came in that room, and he held her hand. And I'm telling you, he healed her body. She said she took his hand. She didn't see his face. She held his hand. Now listen. Now this story is very, a little bit twisted. Let me tell you somehow the enemy works. When my mother was in the hospital going through that, on her deathbed, and God healed her, a male friend of hers picked me up from home. I was 14 years old. Picked me up from home to go to the hospital to see her. Now, we're in the car. Now, I trust him, of course, because he was a personal friend of hers. Got in the car. We're going to see her. While my mother's in the hospital dying, you hear what I'm saying? She's in the hospital dying, he stops by his house, and he says, well, come on upstairs. I got to do something in the house. So I go up. I had no reason not to because I trusted him. She knew him for years. So I goes upstairs. And on the way down, he decides he wants to molest me and make me be his woman. I said, and I began screaming, and I said, no, you can't do this. I started screaming and hollering. He's forcing his tongue down my mouth and yada, 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 yada. And all this is going on in the hallway. I'm 14 years old. This man's about, I don't know, maybe he was 35 or 40, whatever age he was. And so I says, and he says, now, this was not the first occasion. This happened many times because he was always coming to the house to see my mother, and this would happen. And so now at this occasion, I started screaming and fighting back this one time. And he says, okay, this is not going to happen again. He said, I'll never do this again. So we went on downstairs, got in the car. We probably imagine, well, how can I get in the car and go to the hospital? My mother was dying. That was the only thing that was on my mind. Went to the hospital, saw her. After all of that was over with, I ended up, make a long story short, afterwards, we ended up going to my mother's best friend's house, who was like a sister to her. And so I told my cousin, my play cousin, I said, listen, I got to tell you something. I said, her friend has been molesting me. And she said, you got to be kidding. And that's when all the truth, see, the truth comes out. No matter how ugly, God will take your broken, I'm telling you this, because whatever you're going through, God will take broken pieces to minister to the masses. And see, that's what happened to me. Now, God is, now listen, this is how the enemy was working. God was healing my mom in the hospital, but yet Satan was doing something to me to try to destroy me, is what I'm trying to get you to understand. God was working, healing her, and at the same time, Satan was trying to destroy me. Do you hear me what I'm saying? So listen, whatever you're going through, I'm telling you, whatever you are going through, God has a way out. There is a way of escape. There's a scripture, and I think it's 2 Corinthians 10, 13, I believe. That there is a way of escape. There is a way of escape, a way of escape. So whatever you're going through, God is able to get you out of it because he creates ways of escape. You hear me what I'm saying? And still, there is, now all of that happened, God called me, what? He called me to preach the word of the gospel, preach the word, anointed me, put anointing on my life, and I'm like, oh, Lord, this is this. And it has gifted me in so many different areas. I said, now, ain't this something? And I said, I don't want this call. You know what I'm saying? Because I never believed in a woman preaching the word of God. So I really had a hard time in a situation with preaching the word because I believed that only men are supposed to preach. Now, this old school thinking. I said, not me. I ain't preaching. I'm a lady. I ain't supposed to be doing that. But listen, God will call whom he wills and anoint whom he wills. You understand me? So listen, this has been a special broadcast. It's been what? Blessings and miracles. And I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. So listen, at the end of the day, after everything has been said, whatever you are going through, and this is for somebody that's listening, whatever you are going through, God is able to strengthen you to get through whatever fire you're going through. Now, listen, we create, there's a lot of different fires. Sometimes we create our own fire. Sometimes Satan will create a fire. So listen, whether the fire was created by you and making the wrong decisions or whether it's something that the enemy has thrown your way, God is still able to provide a way out and an escape. So I want you to know that. But you got to walk with him. If you don't know him and pardon your sins, accept him. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. He will come into your heart, and guess what? He will save your soul. Yes, and your life will become new. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time, but it's been a stone cold blast. I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was. In the winter city, it is peace, love, and food.